much for joining us. He is a number one national Christian bestseller. He's also had his books on the New York Times bestseller list. You know, Air Force officer, professor of space and aeronautics and military science. He's also a pastor. We carry a lot of his books and videos and materials at InfoWars.com. He's with us for the next 30, 40 minutes or so. Then I'm going to finish up with a bunch of news and video clips I haven't gotten to yet. I wanted to get Tex on short notice, and I appreciate him doing it, because we've covered how Tony Blair, according to major British newspapers, is possessed by the spirit of the light and falls on the ground every morning. And Sherry Blair, his wife, is a witch, and they go to Aztec rituals and different rituals, and Francois Mitterrand paid to have the 666 pieces of gold glass at the pyramid at the Louvre in Paris. And Texas has this big book. Well, he has two big books, Codex Magica, and then he has these mysterious monuments, big textbook size books that we carry that we've covered. In fact, grab me one of those. I forgot to do it. It's just filled with politicians and sports teams, owners and bankers, admittedly building occult palaces, admittedly being into the occult, Ronald Reagan into the occult, wouldn't make a decision unless his astrologer said, gave speeches to the minute according to astrology, Hillary Clinton doing seances with Mrs. Roosevelt, having shaman, Bohemian Grove in the occultism, Skull and Bones in the occultism. It just comes out, Obama and all these weird shaman charms in his pocket. And then it comes out, witchcraft in the White House, town hall, with sources and documents and books coming out about it. And then we have an article, Voodoo in the White House, that goes into more detail. We're about to go to break, but I wanted to go to Tex right now. Tex, I mean, everybody's freaking out about this, but isn't this par for the course?
Hey, Alex, great to be with you again. Yes, it is par for the course. Of course, during the Clinton White House, you mentioned Hillary Rodham Clinton, who went on top of the roof and actually invoked the spirits of the sky to come in to the White House. She was up there with a New Age shaman witch named Jean Houston, who was her guru. And, you know, Hillary also spoke by her own admission to both the spirit of Mahatma Gandhi and to Eleanor Roosevelt. But now, the Obamas, it's very hard to find direct connection with Barack. His wife has a little bit of this from her mother, but I'll tell you, you know, I just finished a new video about Obama myself, and that'll be out September 1st, called Rothschild's Choice. And I was able to find some amazing things, and maybe when we come back, I'll be glad to reveal these African tribal religion, and then, you know, about this group Code Pink, which is supposedly an anti-war group, but it turns out it's really a witchcraft, a Wicca group that's a big supporter of Obama. And in fact, they actually held a witchcraft ritual to, Alex, to cleanse the White House of bad spirits and omens on the last day of George Bush in office. So, you know, when you use witches to have a ritual to cleanse the White House, well, I wonder who they actually invited in to the White House. So, but that was Code Pink, a very interesting group that is known supposedly for being its anti-war activity, but in fact, it seems like they're being very quiet, almost mute about Obama's intensification of the war.
Tex Mars, stay with us. You're an expert in the occult and in these societies, one of the leading experts out there. In fact, he's in our film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I made a new film called The Order of Death. They're both on the same DVD. And I'll tell you why I bring that up when we come back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tex Mars is our guest. The reason I brought up in the last segment, The Order of Death, the 45-minute film that's on the same DVD with the two-hour film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, that Tex is in. A few years after I snuck into Bohemian Grove with Mike Hansen back in 2000, our camera guy, Ed Homan, was already out there visiting family in California. He drove up, and there was the Bohemian Grove Action Network, the local peace group, who had criticized me in the newspaper saying there's nothing occult at the Grove, there's no occultism, Alex is a kook, there is no, you know, none of this is real. This was the group protesting the Grove. And it turned out they had a witch's cauldron out, were doing chants like Luke Skywalker, believe they were firing force beams in, going, oh, power beam, you know, like a cartoon. And it's the same thing Tex was just talking about. You have this big anti-war group that supports Obama, but really it turns out it's a voodoo group. And that's what Santeria is a white magic variant of that. So going back to Tex Mars, the headline at InfoWars.com, voodoo in the White House. And it turns out Obama is very, very scared of this. But again, Obama shouldn't just be singled out. I'm sure they'll say voodoo's the new N-word. You're not allowed to criticize voodoo or you don't like Obama, but Tex, please continue.
Well, you know, you mentioned this group, Code Pink, and what we have to understand about this group, this is a group that could possibly show up when folks like We Are Change, who are pretty good people, are out there and attempt to sort of play off of that. But let's look at the group, okay? First of all, I want you to want people to understand that this is not some odd group in terms of the Obama White House, because in The Nation magazine, you know, The Nation is one of the more liberal magazines. It's been on bookstore, Barnes & Noble and Borders bookstore shelves for, years, decades and decades. So this is an old-line liberal left-wing Democrat Party publication. Now, Victor Navosky, who writes for The Nation, on January the 20th, actually reported the fact that only, when Obama was to be inaugurated, he invited his top campaign people to the inaugural, and they actually went on the train. So it was a big deal, you know, the campaign train. Now, Navosky reported that one of his seatmates was a member of this Code Pink, and they were talking about the planning for a rally to cleanse the White House for a Wiccan ritual by this Code Pink. Well, Alex, obviously, I was very interested in finding out who is this Code Pink that is such a powerful group that its leaders are asked to ride on the campaign train with Obama, and they're going to have this ritual to cleanse the White House. Well, I found three very interesting people who are the founders of it. The first one is the well-known witch, Miriam Starhawk. My wife Wanda wrote the book New Age Lies to Women that exposed witchcraft in the Christian church even. Starhawk is one of the people that she exposed. This earth witchcraft Wicca activism. So Starhawk, and by the way, that's not her real name. She's actually a Jewish woman named Miriam Simos. These are three Zionist Jewish women. Now, this is what makes it interesting. They claim to be anti-war. They all are big backers of Obama, and they actually did such things as they would go and interrupt Sarah Palin's speeches. They did that on a couple of occasions. They once blocked traffic on Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. They did a demonstration in front of Fort Hood. That was the Austin, Texas chapter. And by the way, they put out a book, and they had some big names in the book. Amy Goodman, Janine Garofalo, Nancy Pelosi, Arianna Huffington, all of these people wrote in this Code Pink book. So you can see the power level of this group. Now, the other two members are a woman named Jody Evans. Evidently, she held this witchcraft ritual to cleanse the White House. She went down to El Salvador. All of these are communists, socialists. She went down to El Salvador to work with the Zapatistas. Her husband was a wealthy, although most of these women are lesbian. She went down. She had a wealthy billionaire husband. By the way, they're a big supporter of the LGBT, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender agenda. And they were very happy, I understand, yesterday because President Obama and Eric Holder, the attorney general, came out against the Defense of Marriage Act. They want it repealed. And that pleased the lesbians and the transgender people. But the big thing about Code Pink, being socialist communist, being part of the Obama campaign funding network, is that they are for a global government, in other words, the New World Order and culture. But now get this, Alex. There's a law right now. If you were to send $50 to some, Arab group that they claim is al-Qaeda, they'd put you in prison, would they not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but wait, this group, Code Pink, gave $600,000 in food and medicine and cash to the Iraqi insurgents that were fighting the Americans, and this whole deal for them to give this money and materials to the al-Qaeda insurgents, supposedly, if you even believe there's al-Qaeda, in Iraq, was all managed by Congressman Henry Waxman.
But it expands from there. We now learn that Blackwater and others were bringing arms in federal documents to the insurgents, that they were bringing in Taliban, this is confirmed, now mainstream news, into Iraq to kill the troops. The British Special Forces were caught in Basra dressed up like Sunnis shooting police. Now, that's Times of London confirmed. And so acting like peace activists, they're actually helping get the goods in to continue what's happening? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely, because what they want is to continue destabilizing the Iraqi economy and government, and that gives us, the United States and Israel, the pretext to maintain our troop support there. So while we can't leave as long as the Henry Waxman is Jewish, this congressman, and he's one of the biggest backers of Israel. So what is he doing helping this group, Code Pink, this socialist communist group, give $600,000 to the insurgents at Fallujah in Iraq? You get the whole deal here. The picture is they're the troublemakers. They have to destabilize the country, and that is a pretext for American military invention and maintaining our forces over there. So the whole thing is a big setup. Now, by the way, what the third founder, in addition to Witch Starhawk and this Jody Evans, is a woman named Madea Benjamin. Now, her real name is not Madea, it's Susan, but she changed it to Madea, which is the name of the Greek goddess of magic and witchcraft, which I think is quite interesting. And thus, again, we see the witchcraft element in this code pink.
Okay. Well, Tex, I want to go over that with you, but the first, his mother, or his mother-in-law, running around in the White House doing voodoo. Is there no end to this? I mean, voodoo is about terrorizing people, scaring people. It says here that she believes she's dying even though she isn't sick. You know, classic voodoo superstition. Talk about voodoo economics. This is voodoo in the White House.
Well, it is. You're talking about the 72-year-old mother of Michelle Obama, Marian Robinson, who evidently was practicing Santeria. And you're right, it is voodoo. And by the way, I have a picture of Obama in my upcoming video from the 1996 edition of the New Yorker. It pictures he was in his 30s then, Obama sitting with Michelle on their living room couch. She has a very close-cropped Afro haircut. It's very interesting. This whole thing was staged, this picture in the New Yorker. To his immediate right on the table beside him in his living room is a little statuette, an idol of a Santeria, basically a West African. Because, see, Santeria is very big in the Caribbean, in Cuba, the Caribbean islands. Now, of course, unfortunately, in Florida, it's even given tax-exempt 501c3 tax-exempt status as a church in America, although they conduct rituals in
No, when
they...
you land anywhere in a cruise ship now, I've only been on two cruises, and everywhere we land, they're out doing voodoo rituals when you get off, and they're taking it real serious, and boy, look what voodoo's done for their country. I mean, it just absolutely brings your country down. But go ahead.
Oh, it does. Well, here is Obama sitting... And right beside him is a devil god totem idol, right there in his living room. On the wall behind him are lithographs or pictures of Indonesian Bali dancers to their pagan gods.
Well, listen, we're doing a web search on this right now. You said that was in the New Yorker?
Yeah,
try
1996.
A search. Okay, 1996 New Yorker photo, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, or photo. Young Barack Obama and Michelle Obama.
That's right. And it's interesting that that in 1996, when Americans didn't even know who Barack Obama was, the New Yorker would profile this young and up-and-coming man with his wife. But again, the big thing was that...
We found it. We found the photo. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay, good. Notice to his right, in fact, I believe even his arm is headed that way. And notice that they have the V there. Now, Nelson Mandela was a big practicer, or is a big practicer, of this religion, which is really an African-American religion that was brought over by the slaves and became big in Cuba and throughout the Caribbean.
All right, stay there. Voodoo, the new religion of the United States. There is a religion now in America. Voodoo. Well,
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 18, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $937.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $964.72, $482.36 for a half ounce, or $241.18 for the quarter ounce. That's $964.72, $482.36, or $241.18.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Texas Encyclopedic with hundreds and hundreds of photos and documents per book. Mysterious Monuments, Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture and Occult Practices. Their language is everywhere. And if you want to know what's really going on, even if you're a Mason, low level, and don't know what you're a part of, this will tell you. Codex Magica, same thing. Hardcore information. And Tex is one of the top researchers out there. Also, my film, combo film, two films on one DVD, 1995. We're going to show you some clips of it, just the video. Again, this local group criticized us for showing the ritual and got real mad, and we We got phone calls, and they wrote articles for local news going, how dare you show that ritual? That's not what's bad. What's bad is their policies. That's not occultic. There's nothing going on. You faked it. It's all lies, you son of a... And I was like, man, they're really mad. Well, then we happened to go back a few years later and find out they do a ritual every year, and these people were deeply... I mean, witches, pots, you know, literally going... In fact, you can cue it up. Later, before Tex leaves, we'll actually find the scene. In fact, they're invoking spirits right there on the video. And they're going, give me the power. Oh, yes. And then they go, power beam. I mean, it's like five-year-olds playing like they're... In fact, cue it up right there where... show the warlock, the main one with the beard, the Gandalf character. Cue it up to him when they invoke the spirits. And they thank the spirits for being there. And there's the witch's pot. She plays the part of the young goddess. And I mean, this just goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. And whatever. The issue is most CPS workers... are these people. And they hunt Christian kids down. We've proven it. They love taking them. And where else can you snatch kids? I mean, I'm just telling you what they're into. Am I saying all these people are into that? No. But the point is, they always say there's none of this going on. The truth is, they don't want you knowing about their religion because their religion is king in this world. Tex Mars, please continue, sir. So you told us about the photo. We pulled it up of Barack Obama with his wife, with this particular god. You were getting into this being an African-American religion brought over from Africa, voodoo, spirit possession. Tell us what it is.
Okay, now, when we look at Santeria, it comes from West Africa, from Nigeria, from the Congo, and slaves brought it back. It really, you know, took over Havana, Cuba, throughout the Caribbean. And by the way, there is a church given official status in the United States. And there was a little problem with it because they wanted to, and they do, they actually are, to this very day, it is now legal for this church, according to the Supreme Court, the Church of Babalui, which is a Santeria church, worship of God, demons, and they sacrifice chickens, goats, some say cats and dogs, and in one case, up in New York State, they actually sacrificed a young girl, a young, beautiful cheerleader, 17-year-old, put a plastic bag over her head and had a Santeria demonic exorcism for her. Of course, she ended up dead. So this is a very dangerous religion, but when you begin to sacrifice chickens and goats and they use the blood for various things, they also use the menstrual blood of women and mix it with some kind of evil potion.
By the way, Abu Ghraib, as you know, but also at Camp X-Ray, they let the CIA interrogators practice raping the Muslim men with menstruating women to freak them out. So, but notice it's always an excuse to really just do their ritual.
Absolutely. Now, here's an interesting thing. You know, I did some research some time ago of this Trinity United Church of Christ. Now, remember, Obama was a member there for 20 years, Dr. Jeremiah Wright. If you go online, you can still get, I checked it out today right before this program, they actually have About Us, Trinity United Church of Christ, Chicago. There's a section called About Us. I want to read to you the very first line. This is what his church was all about. He cannot say he did not know this. This is their official statement of beliefs and doctrines. Every church has this. It says, we are a congregation... which, and I'm going to get back to this voodoo Santeria from this, Alex. It says, we are a congregation which is unashamedly black. It says, we are an African people and remain true to our native land, the mother continent, the cradle of civilization. This is amazing. Here is a church dedicated to African tribalism ritual, the mother continent.
Yeah, it's a front for a voodoo cult, no doubt about that.
And there is not one mention of Jesus Christ in the entire, they have a value system, they have 12 things we believe in. Not one thing relates to Jesus Christ. Not
we're going to go there during the break. Tex, tell my producers, and they're doing a great job, producers, directors, camera guys are doing the whole show. Tell Jaron and Paul during the break the URL. We're going to show it to people when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
By the way, I was talking to Rob out during the break, and he goes, Alex, don't you remember?
Big bad
Tarpley's unauthorized biography has Reverend Wright doing voodoo rituals on Halloween night every year. And I forgot Tarpley said that like a year ago, and that's when I was like, Tarpley, you're nuts. Because even though I know all this stuff or a lot of it, I still can't believe it. And so Rob's out there flipping through the book, finding the part for me, because I don't remember where it is in the book, to highlight it. We'll show you that. But Tex, during the break, you were telling me to flip to a page of mysterious monuments. What was it, 386 you said?
Yeah, page 386. You know, these people, they mix all of this magic stuff and Santeria, African American religion, black theology, you know, the black liberation theology. But here's a news item from USA Today and an actual picture from page 386 of my own book, Mysterious Monument, that you offer folks there. And you know, people say witches in Washington, D.C., doing a ritual to cleanse the White House in preparation for Obama taking over. But look at this one. This is from the USA Today newspaper, and it shows these witches. Now, they do this every year. They're scheduled this September to go back again for their, I think it's their 18th annual prayer vigil. Now, notice it's exactly 33 hours, Alex, because 33 is the highest ritual number of Freemasonry, Scottish Rite Freemasonry, 33. 33 just happens to be the age at which Jesus Christ was slain on the cross. And there are other various satanic reasons that they honor in numerology the number 33. But notice they're doing a circle witchcraft ritual around what else but the obelisk, which is the phallus of the sun god in ancient mystery religion symbology. So they're worshiping the, dare I say it, the sex organ of the sun god. And this is in Washington, D.C. I would not be surprised if Code Pink was there with the witch Starhawk, one of their founders. But Alex, back to this United Church of Christ, this Trinity United Church of Christ.
Yeah, in fact, we have their website. Here it is, exactly as you said. It's a African Spiritual Center for Voodoo. They just basically admit it right there.
Now, one of the things that this Dr. Jeremiah Wright teaches is Black Liberation Theology. And a textbook that he uses is from Professor James Cone, Harvard University. Now, that's old Barack Obama's alma mater, the same place where, you know, Professor Gates came, it comes from. Now, Professor Cone wrote the primal textbook entitled A Black Theology of Liberation. And on page 62 is an amazing quote, Alex, I'd like to read because it'll explain a lot. It says, the goal of black theology, now remember, this was what was taught all 20 years at this church that Obama went to. The goal of black theology is the destruction of everything white so that blacks can be liberated from alien gods. Now, alien gods would be Jesus Christ. He's an alien god of the white man.
But I'll tell you this, I've discovered in writings, and I'm sure I've never really seen anything that I'm aware of that Texas isn't already aware of, or very rarely so, that actually the white supremacist 100 years ago, the eugenicist, said if we can't ship all the blacks back to Africa, we'll fund a black liberation movement to balkanize them and to make them not want to intermarry with anybody but blacks. And you see today that a lot of blacks don't want black babies adopted out to anybody else, let them stay in institutions, don't marry anybody but a black person. The white supremacists actually like that. So this is a very, very slick system for the eugenicists. If they can't kill the blacks off, they'll at least fund and finance the most destructive things of African culture, like voodoo, and get them to have it part of their culture to only stay with each other. And that's blacks' right if they want to do that. I'm just saying the big foundations funded that. Were you aware of that, Tex?
Yes, I am. In fact, even the Communist Party USA promoted that very idea. Gus Hall, one of the top guys there for 17 years, the president of it, one of his main things was to reach out and bring blacks into the Communist Party, and thus the reason why Frank Marshall Davis, who was Barack Obama's mentor over in Hawaii, he was a member of the Communist Party USA. So there has been this communist socialist African religion thing. By the way, this Trinity United Church of Christ, in their statement of beliefs, they call it the black. Let's see what it's called. Oh, yeah, Black Value System. Number 8 is very interesting. And I think you've got it right there yourself on the Internet. It's the disavowal of the pursuit of middle classedness. In other words, they want to stay blacks. They want to stay victims forever. They say, we will not pursue being part of the middle class.
Well, notice they tell white yuppies, homogenize, give up your class, because they see that as the dominant group. And then the other groups, they want them balkanized so they can play us off against each other.
Absolutely. This is the whole thing. They want blacks to stay away from the middle class because, in other words, if we can stay to ourselves, stay a slave race, and then, of course, we'll be warriors against everything white. Their black theology, liberation theology, is the destruction of everything white. Now, why is it that the liberal left-wing press in America NBC, ABC, CBS News, CNN. Why aren't they concerned about such a blatant racism on the part of this church?
Well, let me just stop you. I'm reading Tarpley's book here, I'm trying to find the part in Barack H. Obama, the unauthorized biography that we have available at Infowars.com. Just totally separately, he's a historian backing you up. And he just is reporting the facts about voodoo rituals at the church, about the Trilateral Commission funding Jeremiah Wright, and how they control these communities in the big cities through these groups. So, just amazing, Tex.
It is. Now, another element that's part of this anti-Christianity is the Freemasonry, the secret society known as Freemasonry. And in fact, I have an ad, I'm looking at it here, the Masons actually had a Masonic inaugural ball for the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama, sponsored by the Washington, D.C. Lodge number 7. I think that's interesting. Of course, Barack Obama is reputedly a member of the Prince Hall Masons. That's the Black Masons. And it's interesting here again, the Masonic Lodge has purposely created a segregated Black Masonic group called the Prince Hall Masons. And every well-known Black leader is a member of it. Reverend Al Sharpton. Yep, he's a Mason. Jesse Jackson. You better believe it. He is a Mason. What's the guy's head of the NAACP? Andrew Young. He's a Mason, a former head. So all of the top, from Jesse Jackson to Barack Obama, they're all high-level Masons. In fact, even Louis Farrakhan of the Black Muslims, he is also a 33rd degree Prince Hall Mason. So the Masonic thing, and of course, they literally worship this ancient mystery religion god. His name is Jabulon. So you see where everything comes together with these pagan mystery religion, whether it's Code Pink, whether it's Trinity United Church of Christ that Obama went to, whether it's the Freemasons, whether it's the Santeria religion of Michelle Obama's mother, the 72-year-old Marion Robinson.
And notice, Tex, I want you to finish that key point, but they always want to keep it secret. That the devil's biggest trick is denying he exists. They always want to deny they're sacrificing people. When every one of these cults did this, whether it was the Aztecs or Northern Europeans or Central Asian cults or African cults, they all sacrifice people. Why, through all the anthropology of the world and its whole history of man, do you see these devil cults? What is the point? Why does this keep reoccurring? Looking at it as a professor, I understand you're saying it's religious, it's good, it's evil, but atheists will say this isn't even going on. They can only identify Christianity and say it's quaint and old-fashioned and stupid. But they love all the other religions. As the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment Treaty of 96 says, we will reintroduce the pagan cults of human sacrifice and of killing humans for the earth. This will be our new world religion.
There is, you know, and I must go back to religion, because in the Old Testament, there's something very interesting.
No, but that's what I'm saying, Tex,
yeah.
Is that, yes, we're Christians, but I'm saying the atheists will deny this exists just from a anthropology view. What are they hiding? Go ahead.
Well, that's silly for them, because the history of the world, and of course, you know, there are many, many groups in America now trying to return America to the Mexican pre-history days of the Aztecs, the Incas, and horrible, I call it witchcraft, basically human sacrifice again at the pyramids down in Mexico and Mesoamerica. So this is very, very strong. People believe that this is a fringe group, but in actuality, Wicca and all of this Santeria stuff, this is huge. This is one of the fastest growing religions in the world, and it all works together. And they will even practice to deceive Christians. They'll try to bring, for example, one of the Santeria goddesses is called Vamaya, which really is Mother Mary of Christianity, with all the trappings, though, of these demon gods of Santeria. So this is how they try to even, you know, pollute Christianity. And this is well known as well. But I want to emphasize that, many blacks are falling for this today because originally this came from Africa, from the Congo, from West Africa, from Nigeria. So we have a huge contingent of these foreigners. I mean, this is the ultimate, Alex, in multiculturalism, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, Tex. And I'm trying to pull Webster Tarpley up live on air right now because I wanted to get him, because the show's almost over here, I wanted to get him to comment on what is in his book, page 8, about Obama himself is much more likely a Satanist of the apostate Jeremiah Wright liberation theology school, a Christian heresy which places racial hatred instead of charity the center of its edifice of faith. Wright is ultimately the high priest of a death cult. Obama is more precisely an existentialist fascist made up of equal parts, 1969 Weatherman race war theory, and it just goes on to then talk about the bizarre voodoo stuff basically going on there at Wright's church. So I just thought this was interesting that Tarpley wrote this book a year ago that we carry at InfoWars.com, and here it is manifesting in the news. It's just incredible. Please continue with your comments.
Well, I think that is interesting, those comments by Tarpley. I think he had quite a bit of insight. Here's another little thread that we can go by. Abner Mikva, who is a well-known Jewish lawyer, out of Chicago. He was White House counsel now. Here's a powerful man, White House counsel, the top lawyer for Bill Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky hearings. But he was a big, and he is a big mentor and supporter for many years of Barack Obama. He says, and this is in the Chicago Tribune. In fact, it's chicagotribune.com. So we're talking about Chicago's biggest newspaper. And there was an article entitled Barack Obama, America's first Jewish president. And it was because of his support from these millionaire and billionaire Jews from Chicago and overseas. But Mikva, who was one of the supporters, said that as a young man, an aspiring young politician, young Barack Obama came to him. Now remember, this is in the Chicago Tribune, and said, how can I best get ahead in politics? And Mikva, who is Jewish, said to him, the first thing you need to do, Barack, is to go and join a powerful black church. You need a power base, and the way to do it is to go join a big black church.
Okay, Tex, we're going to take into the final segment here. The show is almost over. We're going to have a part two on this because it's so important. Just for a minute and a half, Tarpley, because the show is about to end here. In about 10 minutes, Webster Tarpley, I just am always amazed how much you wrote or talked about ends up coming true or was correct. Text, the same thing. Your unauthorized biography that people should get, page 8, you call him a Satanist. You get into weird stuff in your book on Halloween, voodoo stuff going on at Jeremiah Wright's church. And now it's mainstream news. They're doing voodoo rituals in the White House. Obama comments on Tarpley comments on this Obama situation.
Well, what I was trying to get at in that book, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, is simply the question of, is it possible to come to Christ through Jeremiah Wright? Because that is what Obama asserts. He said, I came to Jesus Christ through Jeremiah Wright. Now, I would argue this is not easy to do, because if you look at Jeremiah Wright, this is essentially a minority radical school of theology. It's the so-called black liberation theology set up by a fellow called James Cohn and some others, which essentially says that the entire Christian story is limited to one ethnic group. And if you're not, then if you're not part of that ethnic group, then you're not part of the
So it's a fundamental attack on Christianity. Webster, we're almost out of time here. Regardless, specifically, you talk about him, though, being more like a Satanist and the weird stuff at the church. Is the church, from your research, a front for voodoo or Santeria?
No, I don't know anything about that part. But what you see from Cohn is he says that the purpose, the task of God and of Christ is to assist in the suppression of the white population of the world, which I think makes it, therefore, into a religion of hatred, in effect. And I believe this is all subsidized by the foundations. This is a theology of counterinsurgency. The goal is to pit white against black and indeed other groups in this country all against themselves, so the bankers in Wall Street never experience a direct challenge to their rule. And I think that's why the foundations pay Wright and pay people like Dwight Hopkins in that church, and indeed Cohen, right? These are,
so it's all balkanization. It's all balkanization. Webster, thanks for popping in with us. I just wanted to get you to comment on your book.
Anytime, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you. Going back to Tex, we've got a few minutes on the other side, but basically he's saying the same thing you're saying, Tex, from a completely different political angle.
Oh, absolutely. So we can't say that the United Church of Christ, or the Trinity United Church of Christ, is a voodoo Santeria church, but we can say that it is based on paganism, African tribalism, and really a worship of the black race. It is a racist church.
But they do weird things on Halloween there, actually. So
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
And of course, they don't have any problem in bringing in the Catholic priest, but then Louis Farrakhan is.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
It's always great having Tex on with us. We'll have him back on again in the near future. Got a few minutes left with him. I do want to tell you about a few of the sponsors before we have to end this show. FrontSight.com. FrontSight, FrontSight.com is the premier firearms training facility in the country, and it's the biggest. And it's the least expensive. That's why they're the biggest and the best. They give you a free XD pistol with your 5-day firearms course and a 30-day state concealed weapons permit. And the course is 75% off out of the gates. It's filling up quickly in the fall. It's out in Pahrump, Nevada. They have a lot of free courses and tips and free newsletter at frontsight.com. Go check this deal out. No drill instructor or boot camp attitude. It's family. They got all sorts of courses for handguns, shotguns, rifles, you name it. Frontsight.com, frontsight.com. And lastly, survivalseedbank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. Yeah, the hybrid seeds don't produce seeds anymore, seeds that grow. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds of the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. The globalists are buying up seed companies, building big seed banks, hoarding them at the Arctic Circle. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are handpicked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple of seed banks today while you still can. SurvivalSeedBank.com, or you can always call Solutions from Science at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Great, folks. Get involved today. All right, Tex, amazing interview. I appreciate you coming on short notice. I can't imagine, just at a base level, looking at Haiti, looking at Cuba, looking at Nigeria. Voodoo is a horrible demon possession religion. Even if you don't believe in demons, the mental illness, the self-invoking mental illness of going crazy, and on all the superstition, it turns out Obama's mother-in-law thinks somebody's put a hex on her. I mean, this is sewage in the streets, chickens running around, medicine men, all this. It's a black magic religion. I mean, I couldn't think of something more degenerate.
Well, it is degenerate. And unfortunately, it's a very dangerous religion. And as I mentioned, there are people who have been murdered through ritual conducted by these Santeria people. Not to even mention the horror of animals, you know, dogs, cats, and particularly chickens and goats and all of these things. So I think...
What about the charms Obama carries?
The charms, the talismans, all of these things are involved. In every way, this African tribalism, and unfortunately it is taking hold. It's been in America for a long time. You remember even Desi Arnaz. It was very unfortunate. The most lovable guy in the world on I Love Lucy. But he would always play his drums, and he would cry out, Babaloo! That's the name of one of the Orishas, the gods of Santeria. He was calling on a devil god. And biographers have shown that Desi Arnaz was an alcoholic, and he attempted to get Lucille Ball into a form of satanic worship. So again, we have a long train of this, but now we have a man in the White House whose mother-in-law actually has conducted, evidently, according to reports, a voodoo ritual. That's basically what it is, although Santeria say, oh, we're not voodooists, but they are spirits, devils, talismans, charms in the White House.
All right, Tex, thank you so much for spending time with us. I hope folks will get Mysterious Monuments and, of course, Codex Magica, both, and all your other great books and videos and films at Infowars.com or TexMars.com or PowerOfProphecy.com. Tex, thank you so much. Have a great week, and say hi to Wanda and the rest of the Power of Prophecy crew.
Hey, thank you, Alex, and all the best to you and your audience. God bless.
God bless you. Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, retransmission jam-packed with tons of news and info and Dr. Blaylock on the forced flu vaccine and what it really does to you. Coming up right now at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow. More big guests coming up this week on the heels of Buzz Aldrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.